Bava Metzia, Perikhes, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah will discuss a scenario where somebody gave somebody else their cow, and the cow dies, and there's a disagreement. The person who owned the cow maintains that the cow that died was borrowed, and therefore the person who had the owner's cow is liable because he's liable for ones if he's borrowed it. However, the party who had the cow in his possession maintains that he wasn't a borrower, he was a renter. And therefore, if he's renting, he is not liable for onesim. Therefore, he does not have to pay for the cow that died. So the Mishnah reads as follows. Hashoala sapara. Someone borrows a cow. Sho'ala chatzi hayom u'suchara chatzi hayom. But he doesn't borrow it fully. He borrows it for half a day, and he's renting it for the other half of a day. That's one scenario. Or another scenario, sho'ala hayom u'suchara lamachar. He borrows it for today, and he rents it for the next day. Or a third scenario, sochar achas, that he rents one cow, v'shol achas, and he borrows another cow, vamesa, and a cow dies. Hamashal omer, the lender says, depending on the scenario, in the last scenario, where it's two different cows, the lender says, sh'ula mesa, the one that died was the one that was borrowed, not the one that was rented. Or in the middle case, biyom shehoyser shulamesa, when he rented one for one day and borrowed for another day, he says that it was on the day of borrowing that it died, and therefore he's liable. B'sha shehoyser shulamesa, or and if it was half a day one way, half a day the other way, he says at the time of day that it was borrowed is when it died, and therefore you're liable. V'ala omer, the person who had the cow in his possession says, eini yodea, I don't know whether or not it was borrowed at the time, or if it was a borrowed one or not, and I don't know if I'm liable or not, chayav. Mishnah says that he is chayav, he is liable. Now, some Amoraim in the Gemara, Rav Huna and others, maintain that this is a case of bari v'shema, that when you have one person who's certain of the facts and the other person, the person who's being claimed against, is uncertain, bari ad, if the person who's making the claim, who's certain, he takes precedence. However, the Gemara doesn't paskin this way. Paskin's like Rav Nachman, who says, let's say in a scenario where somebody says, you owe me $100, and the other person says, I don't know if I owe you $100. According to Rav Nachman, he's pater, and that's the way we paskin. Therefore, in this scenario, it's hard to understand, according to Rav Nachman, why should the person who says, I don't know whether it was the borrowed cow or the rented cow, etc., why should he be chayev? So, therefore, Rav Nachman has to make and explain this case in the Mishnah in a way, without going into how he does this. He explains the Mishnah in a way that the person who is holding onto the cow was obligated to take a shavua, and he's unable to take the shavua because he doesn't know the facts, and therefore he's chayev, because that is a rule that we have. If a person is chayev a shavua, but he's unable to take that shavua, then he's chayev to pay. The next case is a little simpler. It's from the reverse. Hasocher omer. The person who's the renter, who's holding on to the cow, who had the cow in his possession, says, Suchura mesa, that either the rented cow is the one that died, v'yom shayser suchura mesa, or on the day of the, if there's 2 days involved, he says it's the day that it was rented was the day that it died, or b'shah shayser suchura mesa, or at the time of day when it was rented is when it died, and therefore I am putter, v'hala omer, and the other person who owns the cow says, any day, I'm not certain, putter. So then he's putter, he doesn't even have to take a shvua, because the claim against him is just a claim of a shema, of perhaps you owe me something. And he says, I know that I don't, and therefore he's putter. However, in a case where Zeomer Sheula, where the owner of the cow says it was the borrowed cow and you're liable, Zeomer Sechura, and the one who had the cow says, no, it was a rented one, therefore I'm putter, in those scenarios they disagree with each other, they're both bari, Yishava HaSocher Sheschura Mesa. Then the socher should swear that it was the rented cow that died, and therefore he's putter. This case itself is also somewhat problematic because, according to the din of the Mishnah, if somebody makes a claim against another person and he denies the entire claim, he's not chayav a shvua. And although later in the times of the Gemara they instituted a rule called Shavuos Heses, in the times of the Mishnah that did not exist. Therefore, what is the case of the Mishnah talking about? And the Mishnah the Gemara says that the Mishnah must be talking about a case of something called Gilgal Shavua. Gilgul Shvua is a concept that once you're chayav one Shvua, once you're obligated to take one Shvua, the person can cause you to have to take an additional Shvua, which you normally wouldn't be obligated in. But since you're taking one Shvua, we sort of piggyback another Shvua with it. And we'll be discussing a scenario where the claimant, the person who was claimed against, who had the cow, had to take a Shvua anyway. For example, he anyway has to take a Shvua that it died in its normal way, and it was negligent. So once he has to take that Shvua, he also has to take gets him through Gilgul Shvua to piggybacking that he has to take a Shvua that the identity of the cow that died was that it was Shura. It was a rented cow, or at the time of renting. The final case of the Mishnah, Ze Omer Eni Yodea, Ze Omer Eni Yodea, neither of them are certain. Both of them say, I don't know for sure what happened. Yachloku, they divide up the cost of the animal between the two of them. The Gemara points out that this is only according to the opinion of Sumchus. A famous opinion of Sumchus is, Maman Hamutu Basafik, whenever you have money that's in doubt, Cholkim, you divide it in half. However, we do not paskin like Sumchus. We paskin Hamotzi Mechaver Alvaraya, right? The possession is 9/10 of the law. And therefore, the person who has in possession of the money, he gets to keep his money unless somebody can bring a proof and take it away from him. Therefore, since over here, the renter, or the person who has the cow, I should say, is in possession of his money, so the person who owned the cow and wants to extract money from him has to prove that he indeed owes the money. If he can't prove it, since he can't prove it in this case, therefore, the person who is holding on to the cow does not have to pay anything for the death of the cow.